This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
We keep talking about the guys. We know you have no business putting your hands on a woman. I don't know how many times I got to reiterate that. But as a man who was raised by women, see, I know what I'm going to do if somebody touches a female member of my family. I know what I'm going to do. I know what my boys are going to do. I know what I'm going to have to remind myself that I work for the worldwide leader. I'm going to have to get law enforcement officials involved because of what I'm going to be tempted to do. But what I've tried to employ the female members of my family, some of who you all met and talked to and what have you, is that, again, and this is what I've done this all my life, let's make sure we don't do anything to provoke wrong actions.
There is Stephen A. Smith with some of the comments that got him suspended from ESPN Sports Talk, including Smith's suspension and the Ray Rice case. Number 10 this week on our Talk Radio Countdown Show, the TRCS, is brought to you in cooperation with the folks at Talkers Magazine, which is at talkers.com. Top 10 talk topics are a weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk, so-called political talk radio. We are able to listen to programs, monitor the hosts and stations across the country to come up with this list. So, as usual, at the end of the week, we have from number 10 to number 1 to stick into your ear. You figure out whether you're in agreement with some of the things. You can comment if you'd like at 888-302-3684. Also, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, and Twitter at Good Day Show. Stephen A. Smith and his suspension, Sports Talk number 10. There are other hosts that have been suspended. A Boston host suspended because of something he said about a Fox sports reporter. All that sort of thing. Pretty interesting. I don't know if it's interesting, disgusting, whatever it is, because I get what upset some people about what he said. But when you're on the air for a number of hours a day, and I can speak for this having been on over the years, sometimes 5 or 6 hours at a time, there are things that you'll think and things that you'll say as you do a normal conversation. So does that mean you have to have a bigger brain, a better brain? You better be prepared? Or is it just that management can't stand the heat and so they're not likely to be as excited about things that would get them attention as they used to? I guess that's up to us to figure out. So anyway, that's an overview of number 10.
Number 9.
Number 9, the focus on the elections this fall and, if you will, the 2016 presidential race. Here is something from our affiliate in Wilmington, Delaware, WDEL, where political analyst Terry Madonna talked to talk host Alan Ludell about the political buzz around potential presidential nominees for both the major parties.
We have the reoccurring dispute over, not dispute, but discussions about the nominees for both parties for the presidency of the United States. A whole bunch of stories, you know, within the past week about Hillary Clinton. We even have Chelsea Clinton now is plucked in the mix because of the of her salary and what she does with her time. I think what, you know, we probably have had the earliest discussion of presidential bid. You know, typically we at least get over and through the midterm election. Yeah, but that's not taking place. The real question is, can Hillary somehow figure out a way to bring the liberals on board, more and more of them leaning towards Senator Warren from Massachusetts? We'll see what happens there, but she's the putative front runner. And the Republican side, more discussions about Ted Cruz, about Rand Paul, and Marco Rubio, and of course Chris Christie, who's also, you know, thought to be entertaining a bid. So the discussion over the 2016 presidential race, and by the way, the Republicans, as you know, have selected Cleveland as the site for their convention. Now we'll find out where the Democrats go. That's all just
Yeah, we don't know. Well, let me make a point about Hillary Rodham Clinton, and going back to the old Richard Nixon talk about, well, you go to satisfy your party's base in the primaries, and you attack back towards the center for the general election. Okay, but Hillary seems to be reverting to form, whether it be Wall Street or whether it be immigrants, seems to be going, tacking way more to the right than the progressive activists in her party.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I mean, the comments made recently by former Senator Clinton about the refugees, arguing illegal immigrants, that they should be deported more quickly. I mean, that is certainly not going to make liberals happy. It's not going to help her in the nomination process. You're exactly right. But she also has, I mean, when we talk about a lead here in the polls that have come out, Alan, we're not talking about, you know, high single digits. In some cases, we're talking about, you know, leads of 15, 20, 25 percentage points over her likely opponent.
Number eight. The number eight item, according to the research this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, is a focus on the Middle East, or at least what's going on with the independent state of Iraq and Syria. The host of the program in question here is Frank Beckman. Here he talks to Dr. Zudi Jazer, president of the American Islamic Forum for Democracy, about this group pursuing and killing Christians all over Iraq.
When you hear what's going on with this ISIS radical Islamist group in Iraq right now, this Al-Qaeda group, which is chasing Christians out of the country and murdering Christian leaders, burning churches, telling Christians in Iraq, leave, convert to Islam, or you will be killed. Now, that's something worth getting mad about and taking a stance on. This is so hard to believe. I mean, when you look at the history of Iraq, I mean, Christians have been there since Iraq emerged, and well before Muslims were ever there, because the Muslim faith hadn't even been created in the days of Jesus when Christians were there. And yet, you know, now we see what's happening. This is just absolutely abhorrent.
It's just heartbreaking, and I hope this begins to awaken America to the fact that this is what happens when there's a vacuum in the Middle East and we have no leadership. ISIS is not a creation out of thin air. This is basically the tip of the iceberg of Islamist ideology. They have finally been an organization that is making it clear what they want to do. They want to Islamize the entire Middle East, bring back the caliphate, and part of that is the extinction of Christianity. And they didn't just appear in Iraq. This group, if you see what they're doing in Iraq, multiply that by orders of magnitude is where they came from, which is Syria. And they've been a byproduct of the Syrian revolution and Assad's method of dealing with revolution, which is, if you look in Syria, the bombing patterns in Syria have been against more of the moderate neighborhoods, and he's left ISIS or ISIL, whatever you want to call them, alone. And as a result, they've been fortified, and you may say, well, why is he doing that? Well, the more radical his opposition Sunnis are, the more he can legitimize carpet bombing and militancy in Syria and a extinction of the moderates so that the revolution will actually die. And they've moved into Iraq. They went there initially to get weapons and get some territory to be able to regroup and go back into Syria. And ultimately now they've found that they put their flag down and said they have an Islamic State.
All right, so that's the number eight issue, the essence of what's going on in the old vacuum, as they described it, that we created in Iraq. So we've created this. We've allowed this to happen. Thinks me not particularly brilliant on the part of American strategists. All right, so we'll pause here in the action. Up next, number seven on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
This weekend at Guitar Center, to celebrate our 50th anniversary, we're offering incredible savings in every department. Like a Fender acoustic electric guitar for just $99. Ernie Ball electric guitar strings, 3 sets for $10. 7 Hohner harmonicas for $18. Or a 15-inch powered PA speaker for just $199. Plus, enter for your chance to win a VIP trip for two to see Slash, featuring Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators, live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. It's Guitar Center's 50th anniversary, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man, but now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory, and it must be sold. Now through this Sunday, it's the Red Tag Sale at PerformanceBike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, art, accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale at PerformanceBike.com. Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory, and it must be sold. Now through this Sunday, it's the Red Tag Sale at PerformanceBike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, art, accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale at PerformanceBike.com.
Number 7. You're listening to our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio. We get to number 7, which is a focus on the IRS, and more specifically, did Ms. Lerner tell the truth? Here's host Vicki McKenna talking to political analyst James Shirk about the latest from this week on the IRS and the hearings looking into those emails.
You were at the hearings.
I was.
So I'm hearing that, you know, the whole reason why I guess Republicans and conservative groups deserve this, James, and I can't say the word on the air, but I'll abbreviate it. Lois Lerner said that we're a bunch of a-holes. So, look, we got wrecked hard drives. We've got, you know, conflicting testimony, possible perjury. Did the hard drives get wrecked? Were they not wrecked? Did Lois Lerner deliberately target, you know, folks? It sure looks like she did. But where are we going with this, James?
Well, it's quite a mess. I mean, you've gone well past the point of credible belief that anything could be on the up and up. Maybe it's possible that Lois Lerner's hard drive just happens to crash right after she gets subpoenaed or shortly thereafterwards. Kind of stretching the bounds of credibility to say that the hard drive was scratched, given that with the modern control software and such, you'd practically have to open up the hard drive and scratch it yourself. And even if you do that, it would be like a scratched CD. I mean, you can recover most, like, you know, you're playing a song on your CD.
It skips.
It's scratch, and it skips, but you hear the rest of it. So you could have recovered most of it. But okay, maybe. But then, 19 other people connected to Lewis Lerner and key figures in the investigation all had their hard drives mysteriously crash. And then the IRS canceled their contract with their email backup provider, outside contract that they had backing up with their emails. Less than 2 weeks after they got the spin, we don't need to back up our entry. I mean, no. I mean, there's just no way. And then she pleads the Fifth Amendment when Congress calls her in. I mean, there's no way this is on the up and up.
I think that's a duh. All right, up next, number 6, stand by for that. The latest from the world of talk radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. Tote Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six, the focus from the world of medicine on the Ebola outbreak. There are a lot of people who are around this from the Middle East that are pretty scared about it, given the number of people who have died. Earlier this week on the Good Day program, I talked to Dr. Ken Kronhaus about this virus, also about the flesh-eating bacteria in Florida that's emerged.
Doug, since March, there have been 1,201 cases of Ebola and 672 deaths in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, according to the World Health Organization. But not all Ebola viruses are the same. There are five different types of Ebola viruses. As happens often with viruses, close relatives have very different effects. The current Ebola outbreak, unfortunately, is of the Zaire Ebola virus species. This one has historically had the highest death rate of the five different species of Ebola virus. The species was named after Zaire, now Democratic Republic of the Congo, where it was first found in 1976. It has a death rate of a whopping 68%. The other four types have death rates of 53%, 27%, 0%, and 0%. So should we be afraid of the Ebola threat? Well, the World Health Organization and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control have both, Doug, said that the risk of Ebola spreading beyond West Africa is extremely low. The virus is difficult to transmit. This is an infection that requires very close contact. In fact, healthcare workers are at the most at risk. Currently, no options exist for treatment of the infection other than strict isolation of infected patients from others and supportive intensive care.
So how does something like this start? Where does something like this come from?
So what is the natural source of this?
Yeah.
There's some theories about this, that it spread from animals. The transmission initially is from animals to humans. They suspect that the blood, the butchering or eating infected animals can spread the virus. Also, waste products. Tourists in certain African caves and some underground mine workers have been infected with the virus, possibly through contact with feces or urine of infected bats.
Mm.
And all right, transmission does occur occur person to person, but you have to be very, very close to the person, and you have to get exposed to their body fluids. And it's thought in these very poor countries where the medical personnel don't use surgical masks and gloves, this is where it really can spread.
All right, quickly on the flesh-eating bacteria in Florida, what's that story?
This is a warning that our state, Florida health officials are cautioning the whole country, visitors to the state beaches, about the threat of flesh-eating bacteria lurking in warm seawater this summer. It's a mouthful, Vibrio vulnificus. It propagates in warm water. Doug, and if swallowed, can cause stomach ache, vomiting, and diarrhea. If it enters an open wound, skin breakdown and ulceration can also occur. Most people who contact Vibrio vulnificus will recover after taking antibiotics, but in cases where the illness becomes flesh-eating, surgery and even amputation may be needed.
So, the Ebola thing requires you to have physical contact, so it's not unless you're over there and you're kissing somebody who's got it, more or less, or around their bodily fluids like the doctors are, then you're not going to get it. World Health Organization says that 729 deaths have occurred from this Ebola out of about 1,300 cases that have been discovered. 57 deaths occurred during the past 4 or 5 days. Two American patients stricken with Ebola are going to be flown from Africa to the U.S. They will be transported one by one. Plans to transfer a patient with Ebola to Emory University's hospital. It's a special facility they have there. It's called a containment unit. That'll happen over the weekend. Officials say it's unclear when the patient will arrive. They're not going to tell anybody when that person's coming in, obviously, for obvious reasons. And there are questions about why there isn't an Ebola vaccine yet. Don't have an answer to that, but it is a very contagious thing, a horror, as Ken just described. Okay, that takes care of number 10 through number 6. Number 5 up next here on the countdown.
The 151st American Veterinary Medical Association Convention is underway in Denver, and animal health is a top priority. I'm Risa Jill Miller. As Americans have more access to medications and controlled substances, keeping our pets protected from potentially lethal products is more important than ever. This includes making sure that lids are shut tight on prescription bottles and that all medicines and poisons are stored in closed cabinets. If an animal accidentally ingests a medication or controlled substance like marijuana, they should be taken to their vet immediately. Animal health and safety are at the heart of discussion at the AVMA's annual convention. Incoming AVMA President Dr. Ted Cohn.
Thousands of veterinarians from around the world have gathered here to explore the latest advances in veterinary medicine. The issues that we're going to discuss in Denver will help us to keep pets and other animals healthy and safe.
For more information on the convention and keeping pets safe, visit AVMA.org.
And now, Katy Perry!
Imagine going on stage without any guitars, or keyboards, drums, or a microphone, and being expected to roar. Tough, right? It's the same with our teachers who are using their own money so students can learn. DonorsChoose.org is a charity that helps teachers get what they need for students to succeed. That's why Staples is donating $1 million to the cause.
Join Katy Perry and donate at staples.com/make-roar-happen.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The number five item as we continue to review the top ten in the world of News Talk Radio. Some people at this point like me to review where we are, so I guess that we can certainly do that to recap from number 10 to number 6, which we've aired already, the Sports Talk Radio issue of what sports hosts have to say that sometimes is controversial. Stephen A. Smith being suspended as one example. That's number 10. Midterm election conversation, politics in general, and the presidential race, number 9. The ISIS campaign, number 8. Lois Lerner's lying, number 7. The Ebola outbreak and the scare that comes as a result of that, number 6. So now we get up to number 5, which is the continuing effort to try to find out what happened to Flight 17, the Russian aggression in Ukraine. Here's host Manny Munoz talking to political analyst Dr. Barry Howell about the sanctions that have been raised against Russia and some of the principal members of Mr. Putin's circle. This took place this past week.
For the first time, there may be some real teeth in the sanctions, especially since it seems like the European Union is getting more and more involved.
Yes, this is a step in the right direction. Sanctions have been in place in previous months, but they've principally targeted individuals associated with the Putin regime or that are in some way supportive of this Russian encroachment in Ukraine. And that list of individuals has been expanding in terms of travel restrictions and perhaps some individual asset freezes. The U.S. sanctions, effective soon, will target several Russian financial entities, the Bank of Moscow, the Russian Agricultural Bank, and VDB Bank, I believe all of which are at least partly state-owned and all of which have been involved to some degree or another in financing activities in Crimea or otherwise in support of Russia's efforts in Ukraine. And the European sanctions are sort of fourfold. The EU ambassadors voted to limit access to their capital markets to Russian state-owned banks, which is a fairly large blow to Russia since they're dependent upon EU capital. They imposed an embargo on arms transactions between EU states and Europe, which is somewhat more limited since there are very few arms transactions to begin with. It established a export ban on dual-use goods that could be potentially used for military purposes, such as computer chips and things of the sort. And it also curtailed Russian access to certain technologies related to the oil sector. So hopefully these in combination will have some impact.
The European Union has been tentative about imposing any real sanctions against Russia because they rely on them so heavily for their energy sector. Is the linchpin to this whole thing, and whether Vladimir Putin continues his defiance, really German Prime Minister Angela Merkel, because of her power within the European Union and her relationship with Putin?
It could be. There's a strong association there, and the Eastern European economies in particular are heavily, heavily dependent upon Russian oil and natural gas. And even among the Western European nations, Germany and the Netherlands get about a third of their gas from Russia, Italy a little bit more than a fourth, France nearly a fourth. So that's been part of the reluctance, I think, in terms of their hesitance to implement meaningful travel restrictions. And there are also some other economic connections as well. The French defense industry, which at one point in the past was quite large, has been in decline in recent decades, and they got quite a shot in the arm recently with a very, very large contract with the Russian Navy to build aircraft carriers. Well, they're helicopter carriers and assault vessels. These are very high-tech vessels, and the contract, it's in excess of $1 billion. And what the Europeans did yesterday impacts new military contracts. I'm sure quite a bit of negotiating went on behind the scenes to ensure that existing contracts could still be delivered. The French, of course, are dependent upon that for jobs. And the British financial sector is inexorably linked to Russian business and industry transactions, and it would be very difficult for them to divest completely. So what they've done is they've attempted to target specific sectors that will probably still have some impact on European economies, but will principally, hopefully, have adverse impacts on Russia.
Number four. All right, let's move now into the fourth position on the countdown, the immigration situation, the southwest border, and what we're getting, the holes, the porousness of the lines, supposedly the protection. All this is a bunch of nonsense. That is nonsense when it comes to what we say we're doing versus what we really are doing. Here's host Steve McIntosh having a conversation with ABC's Jim Ryan, who reports on the latest problems from this week at the border.
Are we making any progress down there on the southern border? Are things getting any better? Well, I understand there's a great big, they found a great big hole in the fence down in Arizona.
Holes in the fence are fairly common. That's been a issue that law enforcement has been dealing with for a long time, from Texas all the way over to California. Of course, since October, it's the influx of immigrants, illegal immigrants coming into the country. The people in this state have been dealing with about $12 million every month to have Texas National Guard troops down on the border area, and something, at least, seems to be working. According to the head of the Department of Public Safety in Texas, the number of apprehensions has dropped off from about 6,000 a week before this so-called Operation Strong Safety started, down to about 3,600 now. Steve, the reasons behind it, nobody's really quite sure, but I think that people who live in that part of the state and that part of the country are gratified that something seems to be working, Steve.
So are you talking about in Texas where Rick Perry sent the National Guard down there?
Exactly, okay. Yeah. The state and allocated, $1.3 million every week until the end of this year to ensure that both Texas National Guard troops and state troopers are along the border backing up those Border Patrol agents who've been essentially overwhelmed.
What power do these troops have, Jim? Obviously, they can't... what power do they have on the border?
You're right. I mean, you're hitting on it there, Steve. They don't have arrest power. They really don't have much enforcement authority at all to detain people, but they can serve as extra eyes on the border and make sure that Border Patrol and those who do have authority can do something about it.
Number three item, back to the Middle East situation going on between the Israelis and the Palestinians. more specifically Hamas. Here are hosts Jane Foy and Rick Daniels having a conversation with Middle East reporter David Jablonowicz about what's been going on between Hamas, the United Nations, Israel. What's the latest there?
What happened last night, or what's happening this morning, or I guess it's afternoon your time, in Israel?
Mm-hmm. The Israeli cabinet is meeting at this hour. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying that Israel will get to all the tunnels to detonate, defuse, do whatever they have to do in those tunnels, whether there be a ceasefire or not. And he's referring to the fact that even if there is a ceasefire, Israel is demanding that it be allowed to continue working in the tunnels, don't fire anymore on the various other targets, but to work inside those tunnels. He's demanding that Israel continue to do that. Now, we've talked a lot about the U.S. confrontation with Israel. There's also the U.N., United Nations confrontation with Israel, which went up yet another notch this past day, Rick and Jane, and that is because Israel is saying that three of its soldiers who were killed yesterday were killed going into a building, a structure of some sort, because they had information and that there was, in fact, a tunnel or some sort of raft leading up to a tunnel, a shaft leading up to a tunnel. And they went in there, and the building turned out to be booby-trapped, and it was detonated, the bomb was detonated, and the three Israeli soldiers were killed. What does that have to do with the U.N.? Well, it just so happens that that building was a U.N. health clinic.
Wow.
So a U.N. health clinic, booby-trapped, with a shaft leading down to a pit, a tunnel underneath that health clinic, in addition to the three times that rockets have been found in a U.N. school. So
now, see,
it's turned into a real ugly battle between Israel and the United Nations.
There are U.N. employees, I would think, in these buildings that are being booby-trapped or storing missiles and rockets and stuff, whatever. Do they tell the U.N., hey, they just came in and booby-trapped their building? I mean, what is going on with the U.N.?
You would think that they would know, and that's obviously Israel's grievance with them. On the other hand, the war of words between Israel and the UN is going back and forth because the UN has accused Israel of attacking a UN school more than once, of totally disregarding UN warnings of the fact that people who are seeking refuge from Israeli attacks are being kept in these schools to protect them. And yet Israel continues to attack. I mean, this is the whole disaster, the whole tragedy of the Gazan situation. Also yesterday, Israel shelling a marketplace, and according to the Palestinians, 17 people killed. There is no question a lot of Palestinian civilians are getting killed. Israel's argument is we are telling people to leave, and as long as Hamas, first of all, is going to use, Israel bombed, and they admitted, they bombed a mosque. I mean, they fired on a mosque. But Israel is saying, as long as you're going to use these places, they say, you know what, if Israel, we in Israel, they say, use the synagogue as a place to keep rockets, you would be right to fire on the synagogue. And they're saying, that's our argument, that we have the right to fire on a mosque. And as long as Hamas continues doing that, we are going to continue firing on these places. Number two, they're saying, and again, we've said this before, Israel tells the people to leave, and very often Hamas tells its people not to listen to the Israeli warning. The only problem that we've also discussed is that the Palestinians who live in Gaza are simply running out of places where to go, where to hide.
You'd like to think there'd be nowhere to run to, nowhere to hide, right? Number two is coming just a moment or two away. I'm Doug Steffen on the Weekly Talk Radio Review.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Lager.
Are Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
This MultiView special report is brought to you by Nutella. In honor of the 50th anniversary of Nutella hazelnut spread, the brand is embarking on a food truck tour that will stop in select U.S. cities from now through October 2014. At each stop on the Nutella Spread the Happy Truck Tour, fans can taste complimentary samples of Nutella with a variety of food pairings while supplies last. Fans will also have an opportunity to show their love of Nutella on social media, play interactive games, and participate in Nutella-branded gear giveaways while supplies last. Eric Berger, Senior Brand Manager for Nutella at Ferrero USA.
We are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Nutella with the Nutella Spread the Happy Truck Tour. From now through October, the Nutella brand is touring cities across the U.S. to share the happiness that Nutella brings with each bite. We are thrilled to celebrate with our fans and give them an opportunity to sample the many ways in which Nutella can be enjoyed.
For more information, visit NutellaUSA.tumblr.com. I'm Wes Benter.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-294-6051. That's 1-800-294-6051. 1-800-294-6051.
Number two. The number two issue this week has to do with the impending suit against the President of the United States by the House of Representatives, specifically the Republicans. Here's host Chris Merrill talking about what a waste of time and money this whole thing is.
The Republicans look petty rather than trying to find solutions. John Boehner, you goober. The House approving a plan to file an election season federal lawsuit against President Obama, contending that he's exceeded his constitutional powers in the way that he enforced the 2010 health care law. Democrats say that the suit is a campaign year stunt designed to draw conservative voters to the polls in congressional elections. Democrats are right that it's a stunt. I don't think it's going to draw any conservative voters to the polls. I don't think it's going to draw any more. The conservative voters that feel compelled to vote and are anxious about this issue are already going to the polls, and they're already going to vote. They're already going to vote Republican. Democrats are also saying that this may be a prelude to an effort to impeach Obama, a contention the top Republicans say is groundless. In this case, the Democrats are understanding that this push for impeachment actually rallies their base. So that's why they now want to keep bringing up impeach, 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 impeach. And they're going to. They're going to continue to say, well, they're trying to impeach the president. This is something the Republicans brought on themselves. As far as the lawsuit against the president, unprecedented. Do you know why? Because it's not, you can't do that. It's not how it's done. If you have an issue in the House with the president, actually the way to solve that is through impeachment. The Republicans know that impeachment isn't going to work. It's going to backfire on them. John Boehner knows that. So he goes through with this other dog and pony show, this lawsuit, this stunt, which of course is going to go nowhere. The court's going to throw this out. They're going to toss this thing out. First chance they get to see this, throw it out. You watch. There's no standing to sue the president. There's no standing for the House to sue the president. The courts aren't going to have a listen to this. They're going to go, okay, it's done. Frankly, the Republicans don't care because all they need to do is say we're suing the president. We sued the president. That's done. We're suing the president. And then when the courts throw it out, the Republicans are going to come back and they're going to say the liberal courts that have been sacked by Democrats are protecting the fundraiser in chief. The problem is that the independents, the moderates, the people who are not already beholden to one party or another, look at these shenanigans and they say, why are you wasting your time? Why are you wasting our time? If the border kids really are a crisis, why are you screwing around with lawsuits that you know don't have standing?
All right, so that's number two. It sort of flows into number one, the suggestion from that host, Mr. Merrill, that there is impeachment chatter. In fact, that is number one, the focus on the presidency. Up next as we wrap up this week's Countdown Show.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Let's wrap it up here. Our overview of the hot hits in terms of talk radio. The Obama impeachment movement is number one. What the president's been up to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here from affiliate KQTH in Tucson, host John Justice talks to a Fox reporter named Katie Pavlich about the talk of impeachment in Washington, which the Democrats seem to be using to their advantage.
The polls that I've seen, and you can't put a lot of stock in them, but there seems to be enough sources right now that show the majority of the public thinks that the immigration situation is a serious issue, and a large number of people want to see people deported as well. So I guess I have a, and I don't disagree with you, I tend to lean towards the Hill issue and executive order as well, but I have a hard time understanding, unless it is just to bring about the impeachment, is it just because he's trying to draw the GOP out to impeach him and bring and invite that criticism?
Yeah, and I think at this point, Barack Obama has zero interest in working with Congress and impressing Republicans in any way. He has shown no signs of bipartisanship. He, you know, yesterday, speaking of acting like a teenager and immature, you know, is in front of a crowd full of his base saying Congress needs to stop hating, you know. He has no intention at all to work with Republicans on anything, especially since he only has 2 years left in his term. He is interested in, and this, he's always been this way, right? He has always been this hardcore, far left ideologue ideologue who really hasn't negotiated with Republicans on anything when you take a look at what's been passed over the past 6 years, whether it's him introducing his budget that was voted down by everyone, whether it's the immigration issue. I mean, he has zero intention of working with Republicans, and he has every intention of simply following his ideology. And on this immigration issue, you know, he's going to use the excuse that Congress isn't getting anything done, when really the fact is that Congress won't do what he wants. That's the difference there. But on the impeachment side, you know, it's not necessarily conservatives and Republicans who are talking about impeachment. It's the White House. I mean, you had Dan Pfeiffer saying that this opens the door. This might lead to impeachment. Democrats have raised $2 million in the past week off of impeachment emails. $2 million in a week. And so this is about them trying to rally up their base, get some money going into the midterms, and scare people into thinking that Republicans are going to impeach him. But, you know, John Boehner came out, thankfully, and said, we have no intention of doing that. We're not going to do it. And it's really virtually impossible, considering you need a two-thirds vote in the Senate to do it as well. And even if we win the midterm elections, we're still not going to have two-thirds of the Senate. So, you know, it's just ridiculous. And it's liberals that are talking about it the most, not conservatives.
I always love these people who put themselves forth as reporters. When you listen to that dribble from that woman, it is what it is. It's not, there's no report in there. All it is conjecture and one-sidedness, not reporting at all. But that's what you get from Fox, as well as what you get from MSNBC. Good to know that going in. Number one, the focus on the impeachment talk. Here's host Nick Reed saying the person behind all the talk is the president.
Obama wants impeachment. Now, this would make sense just from a deep down, the fiber of his being kind of guy. He's a community organizer, and what is it the community organizers do inherently? They just fight against something. Community organizers, generally, they find a fight. They find it. Like Al Sharpton, he goes around, he finds a fight. When Barack Obama was a community organizer in Chicago, that is literally what they did. Go around, where can we cause trouble? And then they would cause trouble. Well, Republicans have been so flaccid when it comes to their fight against Obama, he really doesn't have anyone to actually fight in a way that he can win. Republicans have been giving him pretty much everything that he wants. Spending just massively out of control, with the Republicans opening up the purse for him to reach and grab in whenever he wants. They raise taxes on small businesses with him. They raise the debt ceiling at every chance that he, you know, that it comes up. They don't even, you know, there was a time when Obama was first elected and Republicans at least pretended like they weren't going to raise the debt ceiling. Now, they just, whatever. So he's generally been having to sort of create boogeymen out there, you know, pretend as if Republicans support things like the war on women. They got out because Republicans aren't fighting on anything, so he has to make things up. Pretend as if they're, you know, that there's this huge battle going on. Now, impeachment would actually give him a battle. And impeachment, he knows, is for Republicans all about public relations. If they think that they're going to look bad, they won't do it. It doesn't matter to them if it's the right thing to do. It doesn't matter to them if it's their constitutional duty. As a party, the Republican Party cares about only one thing in that capacity, and that is, how is it going to affect us come election time? It's sad to say, because generally that's all that Democrats cared about, but right now that's what the Republican Party cares about. So none of it matters whether it's the right thing to do or not. It's just, how's it going to make us look? And that's the arena Obama's really good in. He's really good in fighting battles, having an enemy in the arena of popularity, in the arena of how does this look, in the arena of bumper sticker sayings and cliches and all of that stuff. And he, if there's impeachment, he can have that fight.
That's it. The Talk Radio Countdown Show for this.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.